This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. For the first time since 1993, this morning at Fenway Park, the Red Sox are hosting an alumni game featuring stars of seasons past. To name just a few, Pedro Martinez, Wade Boggs, Oil Can Boyd, and Bill Lee. Lee lives in Vermont now, and since leaving the majors in 1982, he has never stopped playing baseball, never stopped throwing his somewhat comical but effective Ephus pitch, and never stopped following his own iconoclastic path. A couple days ago, Bill Lee joined me in Kenmore Square as we gazed across the Mass Pike at America's oldest ballpark.
Well, look at, there it is right there.
Beautiful Fenway Park.
The shrine.
It's a jewel. And it's the persistence of New England. We're a hardworking, survive-the-winter culture. You appreciate baseball here more because of the harshness of the winter. I'm just so happy that I founded the group with the guys in Cambridge, Save Fenway Park. The reason you're looking at that is because it is not a new Yankee Stadium. It's the original Fenway Park. Babe Ruth spilt DNA on that, right? Babe Ruth did not spill any DNA in New Yankee Stadium. And I basically said it's a heritage site. You cannot take down the crown jewel. We're sitting at the epicenter of sport on the planet Earth.
Your Major League Baseball career began in the late 1960s, wrapped up in the early 1980s. Here it is, 2018. Between these eras, what differences do you find in the game? And how do you feel about these changes?
Not good. Specialization breeds extinction. Buckminster Fuller taught me that in 1969 in the book Operating Manual for Spaceship Earth. Therefore, the game, and I should be Commissioner of Baseball, you have to speed up the game by teaching kids to throw strikes, work quick, change speeds, you know, pitch to contact. Don't try to strike everybody out. The problem is not throwing strikes. The problem is pitching is at an all-time weak level.
Why do you think pitching is at an all-time low?
Because everybody's trying to throw too hard. Problem is capitalism. It'll all boil back to capitalism. Because the radar gun says that you have potential because you can throw 97. But if you can't hit home plate, they think they can teach you to hit home plate, which is difference because there's a disconnect between your brain and your parasympathetic nervous system, where one thing is cut your head off, let your body do the work, pitch. And the other one is to impress the radar gun with your velocity, and therefore you make more money. So you've got to get this out of the game, you know, and I think everybody should make the same. Everybody should drive really good cars, Tesla, and less fossil fuel, and everybody will love their jobs.
And meanwhile, pitchers will have better mechanics.
Pitchers, yeah. Mechanics is very important. You got to be smooth, like my glove. When I pick up my glove, it says, be smooth, throw strikes, keep ball down, don't alibi, don't make excuses.
The Ephus pitch or the Leafus pitch?
The Ephus pitch is out of necessity. The Ephus pitch is an overhand curveball thrown very slowly that comes out of heaven and drops to hell. I can throw it 30 miles an hour, I can throw it 18 miles an hour, I can throw it 50 miles an hour. It's a rotation, and it's the earth.
I know you come from a baseball family.
Oh, for sure.
You had an aunt who was a lefty pitcher who played in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League and had a hand in getting you started in the game?
Still got one of her gloves. Annabelle was the greatest left-hander in the history of women's fast pitch and hardball. She threw a perfect game and a no-hitter in the same year, you know, and Annabelle Lee. But her father was the greatest second baseman, taught Bobby Doerr to play second, and Bobby Doerr played Hall of Famer for the Red Sox. So I go back generations with my grandfather, Bobby Doerr, my father, my aunt, me. Both of my sons play ball. One of them coaches and is the winningest college female softball coach. And my older son still plays in Seattle. And my two grandsons both coach high school ball in the state of Washington. So you're seeing a baseball family generationally. We're always on the field and we will die on the field.
What makes baseball so compelling?
It has no clock. It has no time. You have to leave home to get home. Baseball is philosophy. It is life. my son has the website, The Church of Baseball, and I am the Pope of The Church of Baseball. In baseball, you have to do everything, but you don't multitask. Every pitch is one at a time. It's relaxed. You slow it down. Slow life down. Slow everything down. It's exhale. That's why J.D. Martinez, before every at-bat, he has a cleansing breath. He gets in the box, and he is just a Zen Buddhist. And that's the great thing about baseball.
So you're here to play an alumni game. First time the Red Sox
are... 25 years. I can't believe it.
Who are you most looking forward to pitching to?
Well, if Rice led off, I'd drill him. And if Boggs leads off, I'll probably overthrow that and I'll probably drill him. So I just like knocking people down and taking names. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I want to play first base. I've always wanted... I want to play all nine positions.
It is a three-inning game.
Oh, it is. Damn. That's all. Why'd I come down?
I think they're going to make you pitch.
Well, I'm going to pitch. I don't give me the ball. Pry it out of my cold, dead hand.
What has surprised you about your career?
The longevity. The fact that I still love the game. The fact that I can still do it at this age is a testament to my longevity.
The unstoppable Bill Lee. He's not only a Red Sox Hall of Fame pitcher who's part of this morning's alumni game and who's still playing ball every chance he gets, but he's also the title and subject of a song by his old friend, Warren Zevon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.
When I'm standing in the middle of the diamond all alone, I always play to win when it comes to skin and bone. And sometimes I say things I shouldn't, like, and sometimes I say things I shouldn't, like.